Okay, today's shiur is Yerushalmi Psachim Dav Gimel, and we are on Beis Amid Beis. Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara talks about Martef. Back in the Mishnah spoke about the wine sellers, and the Mishnah quoted a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the Mishnah quoted, if you remember, an earlier text that Reb Kiva Eger on the Mishnah has pointed out, that this Mishnah proves that there were earlier texts before the Reb Yehuda Nasi wrote it down. So what, which is said, two rows in the Martef, so Makom Shemachritzim B'chametz, where it spoke about that there's Chametz in the Martef, it's only in the Martef where Chametz would go. And then Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a machlokas, exactly how many rows, and the Gemara later on today's daf, Bez Hashem will talk about exactly what the pshat is of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But the first line was, a martev is only a makam shemachlisim b'chametz. The Gemara says now, in a brisa, martev shel yayin, three lines to the bottom, on Beis Ma Beis. Martev shel yayin sorach bedika. A wine seller requires bedika. Because after all, Shamish might go in there during the meal with a sandwich in his hand and bring chametz in. Martev shel shemin eino sorach bedika. A martev, seller of oil does not require bedika. We assume that there's no chametz in there. What's the difference? Ma ben yayin, ma ben shemen. What's the difference between oil and wine? Yayin ein lo keva. Shemen yesh lo keva. What does that mean? Oil, you know how much oil you're going to need for the meal. It's usually used as a dip. And therefore, before the meal, you bring enough shemen that you could use for the whole meal, and that's you don't have to worry about getting oil in the middle of the meal. But wine, you never know. Wine ain't lo keva, right? If you drink a little wine, sometimes that whets the appetite for more wine, and therefore in the middle of the meal, you might need more wine, and therefore that's why there's a chash of chametz by wine sellers, and not by oil sellers, because all wine you might go in the middle, the carbonate says, "Ve'ein ha-shamish baki bedavar." The shamish is not a baki exactly in how much wine to bring, and therefore, that's the difference between wine and shemen. Interesting, lashon yain ein lo keva. Ein lo keva. If you flip around the phrase, wine we usually use for koveya seuda. Koveya seuda la yain. Remember, the Rambam has a lashon in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam says in Perek Lamed Halacha Tes in Hilchos Shabbos, we know the three meals on Shabbos, achas arvis, va'achas shachris, va'achas b'mincha. Three meals are needed on Shabbos, v'sorach lihi zoher, v'sholosu dos elu, and you have to be careful, shlo yifchos mehen klal. Don't have any less at all. The Rambam doesn't say, not have any more. That's Rabbi Chidka. You can't have it less than this. V'sorach lihi zoher. Rambam knows that some people aren't so zahir. The afilu ani amasparnis benat staka so aid shalosh sudos. Even an ani who lives off staka needs to have three meals. Vim haya chole meirov haachila osha haya misane tamid patim shalosh sudos. Okay, you have to chacham ein barosha. You have to leave room. But then the Rambam says v'tzarech likvoa. Here's the lashon. V'tzarech likvoa kol suuda mishlash denal ayayin. You have to be koveya each of the meals with wine. And to use like a Mishnah, the chain biyamim tovim. That's the Rambam. The Rambam's shita is that you need shalashudis for yantif as well. But the question is, what does this line mean? So the argument says, ein yain ein lo keva. Ein lo keva, there's no set amount. But here, the same lashon flipped around, koveya, you are koveya suda, to make a suda chashuva, you put it on wine. There is an understanding that the tour has. The Kesef Mishnah here quotes from the tour. He argues on him here as he argues on him in the Beis Yosef tour. The tour sounds like when he goes to the Rambam, he understands the Rambam as you need Kiddush by Shalashudis, which means at the beginning of the meal, not just having wine during the meal, but at the beginning of the meal, because he quotes it as a machlokas between the Rambam and his father, the Rush. And the Kesef Mishnah here says, Be divrei hatur nireh, shemifarish divrei rabbeinu, tahainu lomar shiakadish gam bisuda shlishis al hayayin. To make kiddush, kodem seuda, kmo b'shar seudos. Ve'ein ze b'mash bedvarv. I don't think that's what the Rambam says. Eno hayinu lomar she yishte yain b'seuda. Koveya seuda la yain doesn't mean kiddush. Koveya seuda la yain just means having kiddush, having wine during the meal. That's all. Kizeo pirish koveya seuda so al hayayin. Lo le'inyin she yikadish kodem seuda. Right, the Rambam says elsewhere, where do you make kiddush? Right, that's the Rambam in the previous parak, in parak chavdeth. The Rambam says, u'mitzvah levarech al hayayin b'yom ha-shabbos kodem she'yisot seuda shniyah. Right, that's where he says there's a mitzvah to have wine at the beginning of the meal, of the second meal, just like the first meal. V'zeo anikra kiddusha rabba. Mashba behedya to b'suda shniyah dafka ka'amar v'lo b'shlisha. So he argues, and that's why one of the only places that the Shulchan Aruch tells you what you don't have to do instead of saying what you have to do, the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to have wine. You don't have to make Kiddush Hashalosh Shuras. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Shabbos. But in the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you know, you should lechatchila have some wine during the meal. That's the diuk from the Rambam. Anyway, but this is the lashon of Koveya al Hayayin, but the Ara Gemara had Yayin ein lo keva. Ein lo keva for the wine. We continue now, says the Gemara. Otsar. Continue the Tosefta. Otsar. If you have an Otsar, a storage house, that's different than a Martef. A Martef is in the house, it's in the basement, and you might go down there during the meal. An Otsar is in the backyard. It's somewhere else. It's a different building, and you don't go there. It's much bigger. You don't go there during the meal. So that's why even an Otsar of wine, Otsar, Bein Shel Yayin, Bein Shel Shemen, Eino Tarach Bedika. You don't need Bedika there because that's a makom she'ein bo chametz. Right? That's what, if you look in the Pnei Moshe on top, the top Pnei Moshe, Otsar she'ish bo harbe, there's a lot in there. Umin ha'otsar mi vi'in lahamarte. From the Otsar, you refill the martef. The ein mi derech lehistapek al shulchano min ha'otsar. It's not common. You don't get from the Otsar to your table. Right? That's not where it goes. It goes from the Martef, and the Otsar goes to the Martef, and that's why there's no chash. Ezo Martef says, what exactly is the Martef? The cellar. Kol shenasan amalechem b'chatzer. Right? That's in a place where it's with, you can't have lechem there. Right? A Martef is a place where lechem could go. Just like in a chatzer, there is lechem, says the Gemara. Yesh martev shuka otzer, va'otzer shuka martev. Sometimes, it depends how you use it. This isn't like a magical formula that an otzer is never a makam shemachrisum bochametz, and a martev is. Sometimes you could have a martev that's like has the din of an otzer, and otzer has the din of a martev. Martev shubosh lachol besocho. If you have a type of martev that nobody ever eats in, maybe there are signs up. Do not bring any food. No food allowed to be brought in here. Then harika otzer. Then you treat it like an otzer. And it's a makam she'ein machinisum b'chametz. Therefore, you don't have to do bedika there. Va'otzar she'eino bosh lo chabasocho. And if you have an otzar, which people are known to eat in, eino bosh, and then harok amartev, then it'll be like a martev. Therefore, it's nothing magical here. It's just a question of whether makam she'machrisen. Similarly, yesh chatzer shu kamavui umavi shu kachatzer. Usually, a chatzer is semi-private, and people would eat lunch in the chatzer. There's not so many people there, and they won't be bosh. They won't think it's such a public place. But a mavui is much more public, because all the houses go into the chatzers, and the chatzers go into the mavuis. So therefore, normally, a mavui is not a place that we would call makam shemachrisim b'chavetz. But sometimes, you could have a chatzer that has the status of a mavui, or the opposite. Chatzer sharabim bokim besocha. If you have a chatzer that's so busy, rabim bokim besocha, it's so public, and nobody would ever sit down to have a picnic lunch there. How are you, kamavui? That's like a mavui, and therefore it does not require bedika. Umavui shein rabim bokim besocho, but a mavui that is not so public. Very few people. Remember, we had the different days in Erevin about what's the definition of a mavui. Do you need a certain minimum of houses into chatzers and chatzers into mavui? So if you have a mavui that's not so public and people would eat lunch there, hariyuka chatzer, it has the status of a chatzer, and therefore would require bedika. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. You're saying that certain types of like wine cellars do not need the otzers do not need bedika. The chash lomar shema habahamim machnis and latocha chametz. Maybe the bahamim. What are the bahamim? The carbonator says manhige habahimos. Maybe there are travelers that the lead animals and they do business in the otzer and they trade in the otzer. So maybe they'll bring chametz in. Right, you're right. The shamish, the waiter, won't go into the otsar during the meal. Right, it's far away. They'll only go into the martef, not the otsar. But maybe travelers and traders that are on the road with their animals, they'll stop by the otsar and do some trading there, and they'll bring their lunch in. So how do you be so sure? How can you say it's a makam she'machnisum b'chametz? Answers the Gemara: nobody brings their chametz in, because even if you're going to go into the otsar of wine, they're going to want to taste the wine. So what do you eat before tasting the wine in order to make the wine taste really good? Says the Gemara, Ein derech habahamim lios machrisim l'sham chametz, elamine mitika, just sweets, shein bot kenayayin hayafe. Right? That helps them, the wine tastes good. So at most, I would say that candy is kitnios. At most, it's not going to be chametz, and kitnios one doesn't have to worry about in terms of bedika. Remember, even if one has the minhag of kitnios, like the minhag of Ashkenazim, not to eat kitnios, there is no bal yira by yimatzi by kitnios. One doesn't have to search for it. One doesn't have to sell it. One is allowed to have kitnios. The minhag is just not to eat it. Not to eat it. You can get benefit from it. You just can't eat it. So here, mina masika, right? The bahamim that are coming in would only bring in mini mesika. We don't think that they would bring in chametz, period. Hayotze lafarej. The following sugya, question is how to understand it here, but also there is a discussion in the Rishonim in the Bavli on Davav, you know, how to understand the Gemara there. And there's a machlokas Rishonim, whether this is a, there's a machlokas here or not. So here we go. This is the known as the Yotze Bishayara, going yet. Hayotze lafarej. If somebody's going on a trip, before Pesach, the question is, does he already have a chiyuv bedika? The chiyuv bedika, as we know, is Arl Arbasar, but what if it's beforehand? So Ayotzi Lafarej, Kodem Shlochem Yom Einatzorach Livdok. If he's leaving before 30 days, there's no Chiyah Bedika. He doesn't have to be thinking about Pesach then, and therefore there's no Chiyah Bedika. Why is it? We'll get to the Gemara in the Bavli links this to the sugya of Shaul and Vidarshan. Here, the Gemara does not link it, but it has it later on. Later on today's daf, it has the sugya of Shaul and Vidarshan. Shloshim Yom Lefnei, but it doesn't link it explicitly like the Gemara does in the Bavli. But here, Ayotze Lafarej Kodem Shloshim Yom Einatzorach Livdok. So if somebody goes on a trip before 30 days, there's no Chiyuv Bedika. And what happens if he's away when Bedika comes? So he's Bevatel. He's Bevatel and he's not, doesn't violate. B'toch Shloshim Tzorach Livdok. But if he leaves within 30 days of Pesach, then you already have a Chiyuv Bedika. There's already a Chalos Chiyuv in the air. And therefore, if you leave, you have to do Bedika. Says the Gemara, Hada the Tamar, when do we say that you don't need to do Bedika before 30 days? B'sheish Daitol Achzar. If you have, again, this is what's tricky, how the Bavli understands this, but we're going to go with one reading of the Yerushalmi here. When do we say that you don't have a Chiyuv of Bedika if you left before 30 days? If you have plans to come back beforehand. So then you don't have a Chiyuv, then you have plans to come back and you'll do Bedika when you get home. Aval Ein B'Daitol Achzar, but if you don't have plans to come back before Pesach, Afilu kodem l'shloshem yom tzorach livdok. That even before 30 days, you have a chiyuv bedika. Why? This is a mitzvah that you have to do. And you have to have a long-term view. It's before 30 days. What do I have to think about Pesach for? The answer is you do. There's a chiyuv derabanan, chiyuv, or maybe daraisa. We spoke about Rashi Tosfos in the first year. There's a chiyuv to do bedikas chametz. And if you know right now, you're putting yourself into a situation where you're not going to be able to do it, you can't just rely on that. Ba'ones, I'm not home. No, do bedika. Do bedika now, even 30 days before 30 days. You have to do bedika if you're not planning to come back before Pesach. Ubisafek, and all of this is only if you're not sure if there's chametz in your house. Wow, look at this chumrah. Aval bevada, if you know for sure there's chametz in your house, then no matter what, you have a chiyuv bedika beforehand. Afilu me Rosh Hashanah. Even if you leave months before, you have a chiyuv bedika. Even if you leave 3 months before. And again, it doesn't mechalik. You're going to come back, not going to come back. Maybe we're choshesh, you're going to be delayed. Maybe we're choshesh that you're going to forget to do bittel. And therefore, that's why you have a chiyuv. This is the way that the Yerushalmi understands. Again, Rishonim, the Ran in the Bavli on Davav, assumes that there's a machlokes here. And the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see, paskins differently. Other Achronim assume not. Some Rishonim bring a raya from here that why should it make a difference if there's Vadei Chametz? If there's Vadei Chametz, you're going to do bittel. You're going to do bittel anyway, so you're not going to violate midaraisa. So some say, and this is a machlokes, which we'll have to come back to, does bittel work for chametz that you know about? Or what do we usually do? People sell chametz, and then they're mevat, and they get rid of all the rest of the chametz, they're mevatel. So most of the time, when we're mevatel our chametz, we're mevatel on chametz she'enu yadua. That's really what we're doing bittel on, right? Some people sell chametz, and if they don't sell chametz, then they just put it away, get rid of all their chametz. So when we do bittel, we're not doing bittel on chametz that we know about. Does chametz work? Does bittel work on chametz that you know about? There's a donut in your house. I'm mevatel that. Does that work? That's a machlokes. As some Rishonim say, that's what's going on in this Gemara here. That's why only besafek. Bevada, you have to do bedika. Why? Because what? You're going to do bittel? Bittel doesn't work if you know about the chametz. That's how some read the Gemara. The other way to read the Gemara is that no, if it's Bavadai, then we don't want to take chances. Maybe you'll forget to do Bittel, and therefore the stakes are higher, because you know there's Vadei Chametz here. And therefore, better to do Bedika now. So again, question how to understand this Gemara. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch first, the Rishonim also, but I'll mention the Shulchan Aruch, Mr. Brewer quotes it, and that is this whole discussion is only if you're going somewhere far. Lafarish means going far, right? The Mishnah Berurah in Taf Lamed Vav. Remember, for this Masechta, we need Chelak Hay of the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'dafka b'mafarish layam o yotze b'shayara l'derech rechoka." Only if you're going somewhere far, that's where this all comes up. Afilu daito lachzor zman rav kodem ha'pesach chayshina shema yishtahe. even if you're planning to come back, you know, things always happen and the roads get out. Avo yotze la derech krova. If you're just going to a close travel, afilu betoch shloshim yom lo chashinan. If you're just going to the next town, then even betoch shloshim there's no chiyav. We're not choshish. Umikol makom, but says the Mishnah Brura, quoting from the Magen Avraham, quoting from the earlier Achronim, mikol makom hakol lefi ha'inyan. Right, don't go by distance. Go by what the Messias is. Delafamim afilu b'derach krova. Sometimes even a close neighborhood. Im magbil zman biyaso b'tzimtzum karov zman abedika. If you're cutting it close, chayshin hashem yishtaya. You're cutting it close, maybe you might get stuck. V'tzorach livdok mikodem, and therefore you have to check beforehand. V'yesh mekidlin bazeh ulamaisa yesh ladun lefi kiruv v'richok hamakom. Says the Mishnah Brura, you got to use your head. Got to use your head and figure it out. But if you look back at that's the Mishnah Brura. But if you look back in the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hamafarish by miyabashal yamu yaseh b'shayara." Ve'inu maniach bebeis omishiyivdok. If you're leaving, going far, and you're not leaving anyone else in your house to do bedika. Because if you are, then obviously you don't have to. If there's somebody else in your house, then you can appoint a shliach to do bedika. There is a question: could you make a shliach to do bittel? Bittel. That's a machlokas rishonim. We'll have to see. But to do bedika and beer, for sure, you could do a. Make a shliach. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you're not leaving anybody to do bedika, toch shloshim yom zakeh livdo. Right? You have to do a bedika without a bracha. Kodim shloshim yom ain sorach livdo. But before 30 days, so then you don't have to do a bedika. Ukshemagia pesach yivat lanu. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, and again, this is in the Bavli, according to how the Ran understands it. V'im daito lachzar kodim pesach. If you're going away even before 30 days, if you don't have plans to come back at all, so then nothing, right? It's against the Pashas of the Yerushalmi here. If you're leaving 2 months before Pesach, you don't have plans to come back until 5 months after Pesach. So then you don't have to do Bedikah. But the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're planning to come back before Pesach, that's when you might get stuck. So Rav Livdok v'yachar kach yetzei. D'chashina shem yachzor era Pesach v'yana shmashas v'lo yelo p'nai l'va'er. You won't have any time. So you got to use your head. But that's you got to put together the Bavli and the Yerushalmi and how the Rishonim understand it in order to get the full picture of the Pesach. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Kol Neman, Amar Bi'ur Chametz. Everyone is believed to say that a house is baduk. Bi'ur Chametz, afilu nashim, afilu avadim. Even women and avadim is called an Eved Kenani. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'shem Rabbi Zira, less kan afilu nashim. What does that mean? Even women. Women and men are equal, right? Nashim atzman ne'emanus. Women are ne'eman. Women are ne'eman. What do you mean, even women? Women are ne'eman just like men are ne'eman. Okay, this is not about Eidus and Bezdin. Right, women are ne'eman on isurim, edech anem isurim. So what's the whole issue here? Answer: mipnei shehein atzelos. Literally, they don't act with alacrity. Vehein botel kalshu. They might not do a good bedika. What does that mean? Right, the language in the Bavli, the Gemara says, well, once you did bittol, then the whole thing is derabanan, and they're believed under rabbanans. So again, all the rishonim ask, what is the Gemara talking about? The Gemara Tosfos already starts. Tosfos and the other Rishonim, I'll read it from Tosfos. Let's go in order. Tosfos on Dav Daled there in Sachim. The Gemara says there, Hemnu Rabbanan b'Drabbanan, because it's only a Drabbanan, that's why they're believed. Says the Gemara, Af, says Tosfos, Af al Gav to call Darashu b'Yadam mehemnina luhul anashim avadim afilu midaraisa. Even though women and avadim, we'll talk about women now, they're believed, even daraisas. Demaisa mechal yom, women are believed on Shchita, women are believed on Kashrus, on Nikur, they're believed on everything. Remember the Mishnah Ksubis Ayin Beis about Das Moshe Das Yehudis? Right, if a woman gives her husband machal that's not kosher, meaning pashas, she's believed to say it's kosher. Chala Meiser Mikol Makom says Tosfos Gabi Bedikas Chametz Af Agav De Biyadam, even though it's Biyadam Mikol Makom Ihavi Midaraisa Lo Mehemninalu. If it would be Daraisa, we wouldn't believe them. Mishum Diika Tircha Yisei Rasa. It's a big Tircha to clean. V'tzarech Diktuk Gadol. Right? It needed a lot of dikta. Kidemuchach b'Yerushalmi, shemefarish b'pnei shenashim, atzlani osein. That's the lashon. It doesn't mean women are inherently lazy. Chas v'shalom, women aren't. But it just means that it's a huge job. And maybe, you know, that's why they wouldn't be believed. So you might say, well, men are going to be believed, right? Well, women are probably better at it than men are. Interesting. But that's what once Rav Rosen, like my Rebbe once said, maybe it means that women, didn't go through the sugya and appreciate the nitty gritty of what's chametz and what's not chametz, and is this because everybody, you have to do this, you have to do that, and then that's what it, I mean, they're atzlani is because maybe they weren't taught, again, especially in the days of old, but now maybe it wouldn't apply. But again, that's the discussion. So again, they should be believed, that they're believed by every Isser, but the parallel is, what do you mean? They're believed by Daraisas. The answer is here, the Tzircha Yaseira, and that's why it might balance out. If you look at the Maram Chalava on Dav Dalet here, he quotes the same idea, the same Kasha. Woman is believed on Shchita, woman is believed on Nida, woman is believed on Kashrus. So what is it? So he answers, like Tosfos says, Inachinami, Eidechana, maybe Surya, Nafilu Isha, Vil Daraisa, Yodavka, Bidaleka Tircha. But with the Tircha, then not believed, like here. But then, Hachi Masha B'Yerushalmi, and he quotes B'Yerushalmi also. But then he says, what do you mean? What, Shchita and Kashrus, and that's not Tircha? You have to get out the Nikur and get out the Gedan Asha, that's also Tircha. So he says it must be different types of Tircha. So Lochai Shinon La'atz Losel B'Midi Shetzorch Lachzor Acharav Mimakom L'Makom. Avul Masha B'Yada, if it's right here in her kitchen, Im Atama Amina Shematcheles B'Malacha, Heemina al siyuma. Delav berishas askinan shetire ha iser vita'alim eineha vitanichenu. If she's involved in tzaddikitz, she's not going to stop in the middle in kashrus, and therefore she is believed. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, kusim. So we spoke about nashim and avadim. Kusim. As we know, that nation that was put into by the king of Ashur. So kusim calls bancha osen matzasanim yisrael. And there was a time when they were doing mitzvahs. As long as they were doing mitzvahs, they're making their matzahs, and they're believed. If they're not involved in the mitzvahs of Pesach, they're not believed. Amar Rav Yosa, Hada the Tamar, when do we say that the kusim are believed? Bibatim. In their houses, and they say their houses are clean of chametz. Avo b'chatzeros chashudin hein. But if it's in the chatzers, they're chashud. Why? Because they make an incorrect drasha. Lo yimatze bevatechem. What did the Pesach say? Bavai Rabbi yimatze. It shouldn't be found in your house. Velo b'chatz roseichem. House and chatz. They darshan the pashup shot of Torah Bechsav. Chametz can't be found in your house, but it can be found in your chatz. There's no iser, and therefore you can't trust them about chametz in the chatz. Tani Rishon Gamli Alomer Kol Mitzvah Shakuzim Noagin Ba. Hey, medakting about yater mi Yisrael. Any mitzvah that the kusim do or did at that point, they will medakting even more than Yisrael. Again, if we know that there's a drasha that they do wrong, lifnei iver, the only darshan literally, and not based on, you know, what facilitating averus to others. So there are certain things that we know. But any mitzvah that they're machped even more than Yisrael. Chaim Pinievsky says here, even the details of chametz. The details. Klomar, lo tema, don't say, afa bishanogin b'mitzvahs matzah, mikomakom ein heim b'kiyin b'shmirasa, v'ein yodin lahavchin bein tzior l'siduk, bein echsifu panav l'lo echsifu. Maybe they don't know all the details of what's chametz and what's not chametz. U'misham, we say, no, they are bakis. Amar, b'shimin hadaz tema, barishona, and obviously this was only originally, shahayu mishukan b'kufraneyam, when they were in their villages, and at that time, the kusim had some ne'manas. Aval akshav, Shein lahem lo mitzvah v'lo shiari mitzvah. Now the kusim are totally considered dayim. As we know, they found them to do of the avodah zarah. Chashudin hein umukukalan hein. You can't trust them for anything. Period. Good. So here's the Gemara. Sho'alim bilchas ha-Pesach. So this is the Tosefta that's quoted. And again, in the Bavli, it's linked to the previous of Yotzei Laderach. But here it's not. Here it's just quoted. But there's an implicit link, obviously. And here, look at the Girsa. Sho'alim bilchas ha-Pesach b'Pesach hilchas ha-Tzeres. Ba'atzeres, Hilchas Chag B'Chag. You have all three. You have Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos that are mentioned here. If you look in the Bavli where this is quoted on Daf Vav, I think, right? If you look in the Bavli on Daf Vav where this is quoted, right? Hani Shloshim Yomai V'Detai Yosham V'Detai Pesach on Pesach. It just quotes Pesach. Just quotes Pesach. Right? Why is that important? Because this is one of the, let's just continue reading for a second, then we'll say, Bebeisvad, you ask, Yishoma Darshan, meaning it's called in Yana Dioma, Darshan, the halachas of Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos, Bebeisvad, Sholim Kodim, Lishloshim Yom. For 30 days beforehand, 30 days before Yantif, that's when it's in Yana Dioma. That's called Shoel Ke'inyin. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shtei Shabbos, Shimon Gamliel says 2 weeks. 2 weeks, Asyad Rabbi Yochanan, Karabanan, Rabbi Yochanan follows the sheet of the Tanakama, with the Chavraya, Kershung Amliel, and Chavraya give the source for Shung Amliel. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, time and Rabbanan, what's the Svara, what's the source for the Tanakama, 30 days, Shekin Moshe, Omri, Bepesach Rishon, Lorim Lem Hilchas, HaPesach HaSheni, because Moshe on Pesach Rishon was telling them all the halachas of Pesach Sheni. The Chavra, and that's what you see, 30 days before, and he was involved in the halachas. With the Chavraya, Korab Shimon Gamliel, and the Chavraya give the source for Ashbag, Shekein Moshe Omeid Barosh Chodesh, Omer Lehen Hilchas HaPesach. Moshe, Anachodesh HaZalachem, tells them Hilchas Karban Pesach, 2 weeks before, and that's the source for the two, Machlokas 30 and 2 weeks. The Rishonim, the Ran, and others, and Achronim all ask, so how do you put this together with the last Brisa in the Bavli and Megillah about, there's a Moshe was Mesakein to study the laws of the Yontif on the Yontif itself. So there are Chazals that say you have to study it on the Yontif. There are Chazals that say you have to do it 30 days before. So which is it? So one of the answers is Pesach versus the other Chagim. Right? Pesach has so many halachas. Look at the first Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach. He just quotes all of the different days about this. And the one of them is that, oh, Pesach versus the others. So that might work for the Bavli, because the Bavli's Girsah is just Pesach. But the Yerushalmi's Girsah, right here, we have all three. We have all three. Sholem Hilchos HaPesach BePesach. Hilchos HaTzeres BaTzeres. Interesting. What are the specific laws of Shuas? Right. Are there specific laws? There are minhagim. There are 10 different minhagim of eating milchiks and reading Megillah's Rus and putting flowers in the shul. Right. There are many different minhagim that are and staying up all night and learning. But halachas? Hilchos Chag? There's something specific? There's generic. Hilchos Yontif. But interesting, it even says that. Maybe that's a reflection that there's also agada involved, even though it says the word halacha. Hilchos Chag B'cha, but it has all three. So that's one of the answers given for 30 verses on. Pesach versus Azba, that doesn't work for the Yerushalmi. But the other answers that are mentioned, right, the Beis Yosef quotes that answer. The Dine Pesach al Kopanim Tzorach lo Diem L'am, Kodim HaPesach Shloshim Yama She'enkim Shar Mo'adim, the Batzeres, like a Dinim Yosef Mibishar Yantif, Ubisukis. It's not so much. Then it says there are other answers given. The Ran says maybe really the real din is right. This is quoted by the Bir Halacha. The first Bir Halacha Nechaz Pesach quotes this Ran and he assumes that this Ran is against most Rishonim because the Ran takes the teeth out of the whole idea of Shloshim Yom. The Ran says what it says. Shaolin de Bizman Azim Bo Shnei Talmidim. If two Talmidim come to ask a question before Pesach, so you answer the Pesach one first. But not dafka that there's a positive requirement to discuss and darshan. Okay, that's limiting the Shloshim Yom. Another answer is Agada versus Halacha. Halacha is before Yantif, and Agada is on Yantif. Different deus. The Tosefta that discusses this in Sanhedrin Perek Zion has the lashon that we like to quote. And that is, it's a lashon that we don't pass in like the shita that quotes it, but we pass in like the idea, In Perek Zion, in this Tosefta Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, if somebody asks a question, if somebody a day before Pesach comes and asks a question about Tisha B'Av, he's shoel shelo ke'inyan. So the Tosefta says, tzarech sheyomar shelo ke'inyan sha'alti, he has to apologize. So I'm sorry I asked the kasha about Tisha B'Av on Erev Pesach. Divrei Rebbe Meir. And that's what we quote in Shulchan Aruch. But the Chachamim say, Ein Sarech, Shekala Torah Inyan Echad. All of Torah, in a certain sense, is connected as one unit. And therefore, you don't have to apologize. You don't have to apologize. So we paskin, you do have to apologize, but we also paskin, Kala Torah Kula Inyan Echad. So we paskin like that idea. Rav Shechter likes to talk about that idea a lot, in terms of all of Torah being connected. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we continue. Now we get it back into the Martev. So you remember, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had a machlokes about what has to be checked. Which rows have to be checked? So the Beis Shammai says two rows on the face of the whole Martev, and the Beis Hillel says the two outer upper rows. So what does that mean? So we'll have a couple of opinions within each. So first, first we have two opinions within Beis Shammai. Rav Huna b'shem Rav Kofo k'min Gam. Gam is like a, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says it's like a resh. Basically means you walk into a wine cellar, so you have barrels and barrels. So what do you have to do? Says Beis Shammai, the whole front section and the whole front vertical, all the barrels that you could see, that row, and also the top layer. That's what the, so Kofo k'min Gam, it's like a resh. The top row, the top layer, and the front layer. Tony bar kapara, double that. Kofo k'min shnei gamim, the top two layers and the front two layers. That's within Beis Shammai. So what happens if it's not that you come into the wine cellar and then all of the barrels are in front of you up against the wall? What if you could walk all around? They're in the center of the room and you could get to the barrel from any side. So according to Rav Huna, who said it's, you know, the top layer and the front layer, Mafshita chalag echad. So it's ki'ilu, you know, take off a shirt. What does that mean? It's all the outer layers. It's the outer layer on all four sides and the top layer. That's what Rav Huna would say. And al daidra kapara, you double it. Mafshita shnei chalakos. You double the top two layers and the two vertical surfaces on all sides. Haya asi madregos madregos. And if what if it's made as steps? What if it's made as steps, the barrels? Kolfo gamim gamim. So same thing. Again, you might have thought that only the bottom step you have to check. No. Gamim gamim means the Rav Huna, the first shita would say you have to, every step, you have to do all the surface areas. You have to check the up, the vertical, and the horizontal. And the second opinion would say you have to double that. You have to double that. That's all Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Chizkiya, Shimon bar Baba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Shura, what about Beis Hillel? Shura chitzon hi elyona. What does that mean? Aroas haPesach v'sakora shelifnimi mena. What it means is it doesn't mean a whole surface. Beis Hillel says you walk into the room. It's the top front one. Just that row. Just that row, the top front one, and one within, right? The next one on the inside, meaning the top two layers. The front row and the one next to it horizontally. Tani shalamata mimena. Another Brisa says, no, not the one behind it, but the one under it. And the Gemara says, avaboy meimar, manda marmar, shelifnim heimena, kol shekein shalamata mimena. The one who says, it's the one next to it, it's kol shekein the one in front of it, because that's the one that's more exposed to chametz. Manda mar shalamata mimena, halifnim heimena, lo. The one who says that it's the one under it, it's only the one under it, not the one within on the top. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We're in the discussion of Martef Beis Shammai Beis Hillel.